I want to sort of draw out a little bit more about the issue of sort of the intersection in the breast cancer patient of other processes not directly related to breast cancer. For example, cardiovascular disease, bone health. You know, these are issues that seem to be more and more on the table now, particularly with the aromatase inhibitors coming on board. I always love talking to you about this topic because of your role in the Women's Health Initiative. So before we kind of get into, you know, sort of these total health issues in the breast cancer patient, can you kind of update us on where we are in terms of the WHI, some of the most important findings that have come out in the last couple of years, maybe sort of summarize them, and particularly how you think that might relate to breast cancer?
We have two areas. The first part would be the Women's Health Initiative hormone trials, which the first study that was reported was for estrogen plus progestin, Prempro versus placebo in women who had a uterus. And basically the surprising finding was that as opposed to the pre-study estimates that anticipated coronary heart disease being reduced, it was increased by about 25% to 30%. The breast cancers were, as expected, increased, but surprisingly, they were worse prognostic characteristics. And we identified that after 1 year of estrogen plus progestin use, abnormal mammograms were 74% increased. So these were some of the kind of major findings. The rest of the things kind of fell along. And basically what happened with that was the FDA changed the labeling of estrogen plus progestins. 33 million fewer prescriptions for menopausal hormone therapy were written in 2003 versus 2001. The trial of estrogen only was also stopped early. And that is estrogen-only Premarin versus placebo for otherwise healthy women who have had a prior hysterectomy. And in that study, there was no effect on the global index, on this overall balance of risks and benefits. Actually, coronary heart disease wasn't increased. There was a trend towards decrease. It's around a 9% decrease, but not statistically significant. The other very interesting thing was that estrogen only ended up trending towards a decrease in breast cancers. There's about 24% fewer breast cancers on the estrogen-only arm. We're in the process of doing further analyses, and I think that may well represent a real event. Short-term estrogen may well be associated with a reduction in breast cancer risk.
What do you think the mechanism might be?
Well, I think that the concept there that we're developing is that normal breast epithelium can tolerate a whole range of estrogens. And then at some stage where a cancer cell is going down this malignant pathway, they lose their tolerance to extremes of estrogen. So then basically a normal breast epithelium, pregnancy, high estrogens, aromatase inhibitors, low estrogens, nothing bad happens. And someplace in the malignant process, the cells can just tolerate a more narrow range of estrogens. I think the data for that kind of is this business about who responds, what kills breast cancer cells. So hormone therapy withdrawal will kill breast cancer cells. And now there's case reports where withdrawal of aromatase inhibitors will now also have tumor responses.
What do you think the mechanism is whereby the combined therapy with estrogen and progesterone increased breast cancer risk?
Yeah, I think it's going back to these concepts raised about 20 years ago that progestin, at least for breast cancer, may be really pretty much of a bad component that really changes the whole nature of the relationships.
What about cardiovascular disease? What do you see as the mechanism of why the combined therapy increased the risk of cardiovascular disease and the estrogen kept it kind of flat or maybe was a little bit better, actually?
Yeah, it's not so clear now. I think people are interested in markers of inflammation and plaque instability, but the mechanism why progestin would do that where estrogen wouldn't is a major question. You know, the one thing that's going on now is interest in whether continuous estrogen exposure to women just at the menopause would reverse some of these effects in terms of maintaining the epithelium rather than causing a problem. And that's an open question. It'll take a big study to get at that answer.
What about other major outcomes of the WHI, for example, dementia and cognitive function and other health issues?
Yeah, I think that's another major determinant of why menopausal hormone therapy use has changed. For estrogen plus progestin, which increased stroke by about 40%, in a sub-study of women 65 years of age or older who were just treated for 2.5 years because the study started a little later, they doubled their dementia risk. And then we go back to the estrogen-only trial. They had about a 40% increase in stroke, and they had about a 50% increase in their dementia risk. And in a pre-planned combined analysis, menopausal hormone therapy use was associated with a 76% increase in dementia. So that really turned around the hypothesis, which has implications for the aromatase inhibitor data, of course, because the concept was exogenous estrogen would maintain cognition. And now the concept is anything that causes arteriovascular events like strokes, TIAs, is knocking out some cerebral function and putting one at increased dementia risk.
Had the previous thinking that maybe estrogen would be protective, was that related to a cerebrovascular sort of mechanism or some other kind of mechanism?
Well, it was two things. It was observational data and a lot of preclinical data suggesting that estrogen did a lot of maintaining of neurological function in the central nervous system. I think probably those things were both correct, but then they were trumped by stroke. And stroke had such a powerful effect, you wouldn't see that in the preclinical models, and you would have excluded patients maybe with stroke or TIAs or at risk for those diseases in the observational studies, so you're probably pulling out actual cases and getting probably a false value.